Okay, good morning, everybody. Thank you very much, Alicia, for giving the shiur yesterday and today. Today's shiur is sponsored. You announced the sponsorship. Okay, all the sponsorships are announced. And if you don't mind, just it will be easier for me if I pick up again from the beginning. Is everyone okay? A little chazara? Okay. We'll try. Okay, so it'll just be easy for me to get my head into the sugya. So again, Ibayiluhu. This is one of the most famous sugyas in all of Svachim, because obviously Tad V'Shem and Tad Kodim is one of the biggest klalim in all of Shas, and Mekudosh V'Shem Mekudosh is also one of the biggest klalim. The question is, which one is a bigger klal? So Ibayiluhu, Tadir Mekudosh, Ezu Mehem Kodim. You have Tadir versus Mekudosh, which one is the more dominant klal? Tadir Kodim Shem Tadir, Mekudosh Kodim Dik Kaddish. Is Tadir more important because it's Tadir? It's such a funny formulation. Or is Mekudosh Kodim because it is Mekudosh? Obviously we know that Tadir is better because it's Tadir, Mekudosh is better because it's Mekudosh, but that's the way the Gemara formulates it. So the Gemara has six rayas. So Tashima says Gemara, raya number one. We had the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak, Tmidim Kodim Musafim, that Tmidim are more Tadir than the Musafim, and therefore Tmidim come before the Musafim. Falfag have the Musafim Kedishi, but Musafim are more Mekudash. So you see that Tadir beats out Mekudash. So says the Gemara, Atu Shabbos the Musafim Hanoi, the Tmidim Lo Hanoi. What do you think, that the Musaf of Shabbos is Kadosh and the Tamid of Shabbos is not Kadosh? Meaning, when you have a Tamid of Shabbos, it's not just a Tamid, it's a Tamid of Shabbos. This is a Chakira that the Lamdanim like to say, but Rav Rosenzweig puts it in his own unique formulation, that when you have, let's say, Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, is it Rosh Chodesh that happens to be on Shabbos, or is it Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, that the Rosh Chodesh is different because of Shabbos? So the way Rabbi Rosenzweig likes to say it, is it a hyphenated Kedusha or a hybrid Kedusha? Meaning it happens to me, it's this plus this, or is it, no, it's a hybrid, it becomes one and the same. Okay, so I mean, it becomes each one elevates the other. So the Gemara seems to say that, at least as far as Kabbarnas are concerned, that the Tamid on Shabbos is a different Tamid. Tashma Raya number two, Musfei Shabbos comes to the Musfei Rosh Chodesh. The Musaf of Shabbos comes before the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh because it's more Tadir, even though Lechora the Rosh Chodesh is more Mekudosh, because Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed, which is an interesting Havamina, that Rosh Chodesh is more Mekudosh than Shabbos. Yeah, but the very fact that it's called the Moed apparently is reason to consider it more Mekudosh. So that's Rosh Chodesh and Musaf and Didayahani, Musaf Shabbos Lahani. Same answer. In fact, the Rishonim are bothered why we need to ask the question over and over again when the answer is going to be the same every time, that each one elevates the other one. So Tashma says the Gemara will bring Raya number three. Musaf Rosh Chodesh comes to Musaf Rosh Shana. Rosh Chodesh comes Musaf Rosh Chodesh comes before Musaf Rosh Shana. Avagav the Rosh Hashanah Kacha. Even though Rosh Hashanah is more Kadosh than Rosh Hashanah, than Rosh Chodesh. So at the Rosh Hashanah, the Musfei Didei Hani, the Musfei Rosh Chodesh, Lo Hani. Again, the same answer. Do you think that Rosh Hashanah only makes its own Musaf Kodesh? Rosh Hashanah makes the Rosh Chodesh Musaf Kodesh. So it says Gemara Tashma Raya number four, that there is a machlokas Beisham Beis Hillel about Kiddush on Shabbos and Yom Tov, where Beishame says that the bracha of Kiddush Sayom comes before the bracha of Bar Priya Gafen, not the way we do it. Beis Hillel says the way we do it, Bar Priya Gafen prior to the precedes the bracha of the Kiddush Hayom. We say a few cheerful psukim at the beginning of Kiddush on Shabbos, but the real Kiddush starts with the bracha of Bar Priya Gafen. Meaning, if people are spacing out, that's when you want to zone them back in after the cheerful psukim. I noticed where Rabbi Reisman's house on Friday night, he's mentioned that he has like a simon to his wife so I was looking for it. He said it's very subtle. It's not. It's obvious. There's a simon to now start paying attention. So davar acher. Another reason that Beis Hillel says of why it is that the Bar Priya Gafen precedes the Birch Sayom is Birch Sayayin Tedira Birch Sayom in the Tedira, because the bracha Bar Priya Gafen comes up all the time. The bracha Birch Sayom is only on special days. So that Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir Kodem, and Tadir wins. So you see that the Birch Sagefen is comes first because because it's tadi v'alfikav birchas hayom kedisha, even though birchas hayom is more kadosh than bar pri agafen. So says Gemara, atu shabbos birchas hayom ahani birchas hayin lo ahani. Unbelievable! Do you think your bar pri agafen during the week is the same as your bar pri agafen on Shabbos? When you make a simple birchas hanenin, but you do it on Shabbos, it's a Shabbos tikka birchas hanenin. It elevates the entire bracha. It's similar to the concept that when you go to Eretz Yisrael, the Ramban writes al HaTorah that the mitzvahs you do in Eretz Yisrael are different mitzvahs. It's same, not the mitzvah to these bars. Mitzvah tefillin. You put on tefillin chutzar. You put on tefillin. I think Rav Nevensal recommends that if you land in Eretz Yisrael in the middle of the day, put on tefillin again, because the tefillin you put on the plane in the morning was chutzar tefillin. You put on Eretz Yisrael the tefillin. It elevates the entire thing. So Shabbos elevates the bar pri agafen as well. Tashma raya number 5. Damar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan has a maseches brachos. If someone didn't daven musaf and it's already the zman minchas, and now he's got to daven two tefillos, musaf and mincha, halacha mispal adam shel mincha v'achar kach shel musaf. You daven mincha because it's more tadir, and then musaf, even though musaf is more mekudash. So atu Shabbos tefillos musaf and anoy tefillos mincha lo anoy. You think Shabbos mincha is just the same as a weekday mincha? No, it's also mekudash. And raya number 6. Tashma shlam shel emesh. If you have yesterday's korban shlam chatos v'asham shel yom and today's chatos v'asham, meaning the shlam yesterday's shlam was brought into the azara yesterday and you shechted it today. Chatos v'asham of today means it was brought into the azara today. Shlam shel emesh korban. The yesterday's korban shlamim you're makriv first because it's a zilzel to keep it around for such a long time without being makrivit. So ha'idi v'idi diyom. But if they were both brought into the azara today, it sounds like chatos v'asham kadmi, that chatos nashim would come first. V'afal gav d'shlam tadiri, even though the shlamim is more tadir because shlamim are ba b'neder b'nedava. Chatos v'asham can only be ba b'chova. So you see that mekudash is kodum l'tadir. This is our first raya in that direction, that mekudash beats out tadir. So Amar Rava, Rava responds, matzui ka'amrit. You want to tell me that shlamim, you're telling me to bring a raya from the fact that shlamim is more matzui, that it's tadir and nevertheless it loses? That's not a raya. Tadir kami b'ilan. You're talking about matzui. We're talking about Tadir, matzui lo kami bailan. We never had a shaila about matzui. Matzui means something that commonly happens. Tadir means something that's commonly a chiyuv, something that commonly must happen. So you can't bring a raya at all from that. So ask the Gemara, is that true? Amalei Rafuna bar Yehuda l'Rava, atui matzui lav tadir, is something that happens frequently, but is not a chiyuv to do. Is that not considered tadir? Are you sure that something that comes up frequently but doesn't have to come up frequently is not considered tadir? Va'atanya, but we have a braisa when it comes to chiyuv chatas, that you're not chiyuv chatos for every kares that's b'shogeg, because there are two krisos that are on mitzvah sasei. Pesach and Mila are mitzvah sasei, and therefore by korban chatos it says asher lo se'asena. So only on mitzvah lo sasei you bring a korban chatos. Pesach and Mila, even though they carry within a penalty of kares, they're mitzvah sasei. So there is no chatos. So I asked the braisa, maybe the pasuk is coming to be m'ma'it only one of them and not the other. How do you know that neither Pesach nor Mila carries a korban chatos? Otzias haPesach she'eino tadir. Maybe I should exclude korban Pesach from chatos because it's not tadir. V'lo otzias haMila she'tadira. But Mila is much more tadir. So therefore, maybe Mila would still be chayav a chatos if you didn't do Mila b'shogeg. So ask the Gemara, wait a second. Mila is not a chiyuv that comes up all the time, more frequently than Pesach. It comes up with greater frequency, but it's not a chiyuv that must come up with greater frequency. It happens to be people like having babies, so they have babies, and therefore you end up with more. It's more common to have a Mila than to have a Pesach. But apparently, we're calling Mila Tadir, even though it's only really Matzui. So answers the Gemara: no, the when we say Mila is Tadir, it's not because it comes more than once a year. That would only be Matzui, and Matzui is not considered Tadir. My Tadira, when we say that Mila is more Tadir, it means that Tadira mitzvos. It means that there are so many mitzvos involved in Mila. So Tadira over here doesn't mean frequency. It means each time you do a Mila, there's a whole bunch of mitzvos that go along with it. Or perhaps we can say that Mila is considered more Tadir because it happens so much more. And such a mitzvah is considered Tadir. tadir. Shlamim is not considered tadir legabe echatos because it's not such a gap between the frequency with which it comes up. But there's a humongous gap between Pesach and Mila. Pesach is clearly only once a year. Mila is all the time. It's, you know, you remember it because you don't say Tachnun that. So it's all the time. So since it happens all the time, such a tremendous gap, so that's why it's considered to be Tadir. Good, so now the Gemara discusses, what if you shechtu the Eino Tadir first? Which are you Makriv first? And we're going to have four Rayas. Say Yibayilu, Tadir v'sheinu Tadir, v'sheinu Tadir, ukadim v'shachat v'sheinu Tadir. Let's say you have two karbanos, one that is tadir, one that's eino tadir, and you went and you shechted the eino tadir. So my, mi amrinan kivin to shechted makriv leh, should we say, okay, once you shechted it, finish it up, so be makrivit, oh dilmo, or maybe no, yov liachar demimaris bedamo, give it to the karban to someone else, and let him mix the blood so that the blood doesn't congeal, add the makriv leh le tadir, until you're able to be makriv the tadir, but the makriv the sheino tadir, then you can be makriv the dam of the eino tadir. So it says Gemara Raya number one, amr of Misura Tashma will bring you a raya to be poshet this suffix. Shlamim shalem, as we have yesterday's carbon shlamim, v'chatos v'asham shalyom, and today's chatos v'asham that were brought today into the Azara. So shalemesh kodam l'shalyom. Yesterday's carbon shlamim comes before today's chatos nashim. So the Gemara understands that we're talking about where the shlamim was brought into the Azara yesterday, but it was first shechted today, and the chatos nashim that were brought today have not yet been shechted, and that's why it says that the shlamim come first. What does it mean that comes first? That you zorek the dam of the shlamim, and you finish all the avodah of the shlamim, and then you go in the and shech the chatos and the asham. So don't you see that? So you see from here that this din you first finish up the shlamim is dafka because the shlamim got here yesterday. But hadiyom, had you had the same exact situation, but the shlamim only arrived today, dumya de emesh, in a way where it's similar to the situation where it arrived yesterday, the hechidami, what does that mean? The kadam shachte l'shlamim, that they all arrived here today, but you first shachted the karmen shlamim, the din is chatos v'yashem kadmi, that the chatos and asham would come first. So you see that you leave aside that which is not tadir, that you did the wrong thing, or that which is not makudish in the case of shlamim versus chatos and asham, and you set aside that which you did the wrong thing, and then you do the right thing, and then you finish up the wrong one. So the same should be true with tadir v'sheinu tadir. So it says, "Marna dil m'sham dam shuchatzos hashem tiyom." Hey, maybe the case is when it says shlamim demesh shuchatzos hashem tiyom hechi mishkach. So that the case is deshachtinu l'tarvayhu, that you've already shechted both karbanos, and now you need to be zorik the dam of the shlamim and the dam of the chatos. And that's what we're saying, that the shlamim comes before the zrikas hadam, because it got to the azara yesterday. Aval, but in the case where they both got here today, lo shechtinu l'tarvayhu, and you didn't shecht both of them, you shechted only the shlamim, tibayilach. Maybe that's still a suffix, whether the zrika dam of the shlamim comes first because the shlamim was already shechted, and you don't want to be mezalzel to leave it around while you're taking care of the chatzos nashim. Or maybe no, maybe the chatzos nashim come first because they are more mekudosh, even though that's going to cause a zilzel of the shlamim. And that's exactly our suffix, but that remains a suffix. So says Gemara, Raya number two, Tashima. We have a braisa that we have quoted that Beisil holds Kiddush of Shabbos and Yom Tov, the bracha of Bar Piagafen comes before the Birch Sayom. Dover Acher, and we gave a second reason, the Mishnah gave a second reason why Beisil holds like that, because Birch Sayayin Tadira, Birch Sayom Eina Tadira. Vitad Vishenu Tadir Tadir Kodem. So it's the Tadirus of the Bar Piagafen that causes it to come first. So this man of Birch Sayom really arrives before the Zman of Birch Sayayin, because as soon as the Yom starts, you're Chayiv in Birch Sayom. Only when you pour your cup of wine are you Chayiv in Birch Sayayin. But apparently, we set aside that which is Zman came first so that we could take care of the Tadir first. So over here also, we should say, set aside that which came for that which we shechted first in order to take care of the one that we should have shechted first. So it says, Marna, Hachanami, Dikivin Da'asyan, that since right now the Yayin was brought to the table, it's already the Zman of both of them, of the Birch Sayom and Birch Sayayin. So Commander Shchiti Travayu Dami. So that would parallel the case where they've both already been shechted, and therefore it's not a Raya to the case where only one of them has been shechted. Tashma, Raya number three, Damar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, if someone didn't daven musaf, and it's already the Zman Mincha, so Allah mispal adam shal mincha v'achar kach shal musafin, you'd have mincha than musaf, because mincha is more tadir. Even though the Zman of musaf got there first, nevertheless, you set it aside, and you daven the mincha first. So apparently, we set things aside to take care of that which should come first. So Achanami, kivin the mati, Zman tefilas mincha, command the shechit yitzravayu dami. Now, once the Zman of mincha arrives, it's the parallel would be as if you shechted both animals. Tashema, raya number four. Not raya number, it's not a tashema, but raya number four. Amar le Rav Acha b'reid Rav Ashi l'Ravina. Rav Acha b'reid Rav Ashi says to Ravina that we could be poshet this suffix from a Mishnah Maseches Pesachim about Karban Pesach. Shechato kodem chatzos, if you shechted Karban Pesach before chatzos, pasul, it's going to be pasul. Meshanem Arbo, because the pasuk says Bein Arbayim kodem l'tamid, but if you shechted it before you shechted the tamid Bein Arbayim, which you're not supposed to do, kosher, it's going to be kosher, even though Mikra Din, you're supposed to bring the Karban Pesach after the tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, v'yehem maris bedamo, so you did it early, you did it before the tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, so keep mixing the dam of the Pesach so that it doesn't congeal, achi yizrak adam, until you're zorik the dam of the tamid, and then you'll be zorik the dam of the Pesach. So since you need to be makrav the tamid first, so you have to fix it up by doing that, by mixing the dam of the Pesach in the meantime. So apparently you started with a carbon that you should have not started with, that you should have done later. You leave aside that carbon until you take care of the carbon you should have done first. So the same is true when it comes to tzadir v'sheino tadir. So it says, the Mishnah is talking about where you shechted the tamid already before you came to ask what to do. So since both karbanos have already been shechted, so now it's just a question of which zrikas hadam to do first. So you made the mistake of shechting the Karban Pesach first. If you would have asked the shaila at that point, we might have told you finish up with the Karban Pesach, then you'll do the tamid. You didn't. You then went and shechted the tamid. Now you want to know what to do? Now you zorik the dam of the tamid first. Samle ravach sabel ravashi masnis nami daika. It's Maduik in the Mishnah that the guy already shechted the tamid to katani ad sheyizrak hadam velo katani ad sheyishchot v'yizrak dam shema mina, because it says wait on the dam of the Karban Pesach until you zorek the dam of the Karban Tamid. Well, wait a second, if I hadn't shechted it yet, there's something else to do before I'm zorek the dam of the Karban Tamid. I also need to shecht it. Elamai, I don't need to shecht it because it's already shechted. Ubekulan, and all the karbanos we said kohanim rashoin, the kohanim are allowed to be mishana in the achila. They could eat it however they like, they can fix it up however they like. So my time, why are Kohanim allowed to do that with Karbanos? Because Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, L'mashcha l'gedula k'derek sham lachma ochlin. Now when it says, it means that you should eat it. Bigadula, you should eat it with a sense of dignity, with a sense of the way a king would eat something, so you could fix it up to taste really good. Okay, so now we move on to the next Mishnah, and this Mishnah is going to be all about shemen. That counts, right? So it's about whether you're allowed to bring shemen as an adavah. So I'm a Rabbi Shimon. Imrisa shemen shumischalik ba'azara. If you see shemen being divided up to kohanim to eat in the azara, ain't tzarich lishol mahu. You don't have to ask what the nature of that shemen is, because there's only one thing it could be. Elamos harikike minchas Yisrael. It's whatever is left over from the shemen of the minchas Yisrael that was baked as rikikim that they bring a log shemen to rub on the bread, and whatever is left over gets given to the Kohanim. Umilog Shemen Shel Metzorah, and also the leftovers of Log Shemen Shel Metzorah that he brings together with his Karban Shel Tara, that the Kohen gives it, that the Kohen puts it on the Bahonos and Tunuchos and Hayimanim on his right hand, on his right ear and right thumb and right toe, and whatever's left over goes to Kohanim. So, but there's no other Shemen that would ever be given to Kohanim in the base of Mikdash, so that's how you know that Shemen is. And the Marisa Shemen Shu Nitan Al Gabe. If you're ever in the base of Migdash and you happen to notice shemen being put on the fire, ain't tzarich lishol mahu. You do not need to ask what the nature of that shemen is. El mos rikikim minchas kohanim. It's whatever is left over from the minchas rikikim of kohanim that mincha is entirely brought on the mizbeach, and therefore whatever shemen is left over from those rikikim also is entirely brought on the mizbeach. Minchas kohen mashiach, and it's also whatever is left over from the chavite kohen gadol, which he brings every single day and has a lot of oil. So once you pour the oil after it's already baked, it doesn't get fully absorbed. So whatever is left gets burnt on the Mizbeach, like any other mincha of a Kohen. Those are the only possibilities of what that shemen is when you see shemen being either given out to Kohanim or shemen being put on the Mizbeach. How do I know those are the only possibilities? She'ein misnad vin shemen, because you can't bring shemen as a nedava on its own as a korban mincha. So the shemen that's eaten or that's burnt is not a nedava. Rabbi Tarfon omer misnad vin shemen. Rabbi Tarfon says, disagree with the whole thing. You absolutely can be misnadev shemen. Now, if you hold that shemen can be bab benedava, we're now going to have machlokas amoraim, whether it all gets burnt on the mizbeach or some can be given to kohanim. Meaning, the last line of the Mishnah, where Rabbi Tarfon says, I think it can be brought benedava, so we're going to reject everything that's said in the Mishnah, but what are you going to do with that shemen? Is it given to kohanim or is it burnt on the mizbeach? So Amar Shmuel, the different Rabbi Tarfon, according to Rabbi Tarfon, ha misnadev shemen, one who gives a nedava of shemen, komtso, he takes a kmitza and he's maktir that komets, v'shiyarav ne'echalin, and the rest of it gets fed to the Kohanim. You don't have to be maktir the whole thing. My time, oh, why? Because Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, korban mincha, melamed shemisnad vin shemen. From the phrase korban mincha, we learn that it can be misnad vin shemen, because the Kurdish just said, v'nefesh kitakriv mincha. What does the word korban add? It's a drasha, that you can bring shemen, that shemen can also be brought as a korban. V'uki mincha, and therefore, the din of the shemen must have the similar din to a mincha, because it's derived from a mincha. Ma mincha komets v'shiara nechalin. Just like by korban mincha, you take the komets, your komtza, you take the komets, and then to be maktir, and the rest of it you can eat. So av shemen komtza v'shiara nechalin. So to the shemen, you take the kmitza, and the rest of it you can eat. So Rabbi Zeira proves from the ratio of the Mishnah that Shmuel is correct. I mean, Rabbi Zeira afanan amitanina. We learned this way in our Mishnah, because that you're not maktir all the shirayim of the shemen, that it gets to be eaten by kohanim, because Rashi and Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Shimon, im reisu shemen shemischalik bazara, yet atzorek lishol mahu, that according to the opinion that you can't bring it as a nedava, what did Rabbi Shimon say? That if you ever see shemen being given out to kohanim in the azara, you don't have to inquire as to the nature of that shemen. It's obviously not shemen of nedava, elamos rekikim in chos Yisrael, log shemen shel mitzora. It's either leftovers from rekikim in chos Yisrael, or from Log Shemesh Shel Mitzora. And the reason is She'em Misnadvin, because Shemesh is not proper Nedava. Ooh, what does that imply? That had there been such a thing as Shemesh that is proper Nedava, what would you see being done with it? You'd see it being given out to Kohanim. Ah, so Shmuel must be right, that according to Rabbi Tarfon, that Shemesh is given, that Shemesh that's proper Nedava is in fact given out to Kohanim. Mechad B'adam Misnadvin Mischalek. Apparently the opinion that holds, Rabbi Tarfon holds that it's Misnadvin, does hold that you give it to Kohanim. So I'm like, Abayi says, it's not a great raya, because they're Masefa. The Sefa of Rabbi Shimon's very statement in our Mishnah was, Imrisa Shem Shinitin al Gabi Yishim Yetatzarach Lishal Mahu. If you ever see Shem that's being placed on the fire in the Beis HaMikdash, you don't have to ask what that Shemen is, because there's only one possibility, two possibilities. El Mosa Rikike Minchas Kohanim, Minchas Kohen Mashiach, She'ein Misnadim Shemen. And the raya that it has to be one of those two things is because Shemen is not Bab Nedava. Oh, that implies Mechaldel Mandiyomar Misnadvin, that if it were to be Bab Nedava, then Kulun Leishim, then you would see it being brought on the Mizbeach, not being Mischalik L'Kohanim, that it would go on the Mizbeach, it would go on the fire. So La Bayu Kasher Reishel Rebzer Kasher Seifa. See, each one has a diuk in half of the Mishnah, in half of the line of the Mishnah that goes against them. So says Mar Bishlama, if you're going to say the Rabbi Zeira, according to Rabbi Zeira, that since he holds like Shmuel, that you're only makdir the komets of the shemen that's bab and nedava, and the rest of it gets given to kohanim. Oh, so I could justify both halves of that line of the Mishnah. Reisha b'shrayim, sefer b'komets. Meaning, what did the Mishnah say? That sometimes if shemen is bab and nedava, it's being put on the fire, and sometimes shemen bab and nedava is being given to kohanim. According to Rabbi Zeira, that makes perfect sense, right? Because when you have shemen bab and nedava, the kmitza gets put on the fire, and the shirayim gets given to Kohanim. So when you see shemen in the Beis HaMikdash is being given to Kohanim, it might be shemen that's bab and nedava. And if you see shemen being brought on the Mizbeach, that also might be shemen that's bab and nedava. But El Abaye Kasha. But according to Abaye, it doesn't make any sense. According to Abaye, all of it goes on the Mizbeach. So what are you going to do with the part of the Mishnah that says that if you see shemen given to Kohanim, that might the part of the Mishnah that implies that if it's bab and nedava, that might be the shemen that's bab and nedava. So answers the Gemara, do not be medayik from the Reisha of the Mishnah that Shem that's Baba Nadav is actually given to Kohanim. When the Mishnah says in the Reisha that Shem that's divided up to Kohanim, you don't have to inquire what it is. It's not inviting a diuk to say that the reason you don't have to inquire what it is because Shem is not Baba Nadav. No, you would never see Shem being given to Kohanim other than the cases that the Mishnah identified. Tana Reisha Atu Seifa. The reason that the Reisha uses that Lashon is simply because the Seifa is going to use that Lashon, and in the Seifa, it's actually Meduyuk. In the Seifa, we are supposed to make that Diuk, that the only reason you don't have to question the Shem that's brought on the Mizbeach, what it is, that's from the Chavite Kohen Gadol or whatever, the only reason you don't have to question that is because it's not Baba Nadava. But had it been Baba Nadava, then it might be from the Nadava one. So it says, Mar Bishlam a Seifa Tani Mishram Reisha. Well, wait a second. I know that sometimes we have a Seifa where the Lashon is meant to conform to the Lashon of the Reisha. El Reisha Mishram Seifa Mitani. But do we ever have a case where the Lashon of the Reisha is written to conform to the Seifa? Meaning the Reisha normally steers the ship. You know, it starts it off. So it says, Gemara, in Amri Marava, Tan Reisha Mishram Seifa, that, you know, they had a plan of how they were going to write this Mishnah. So they knew how they wanted to write the Seifa. And therefore, they already, from the outset, right, in general, someone writes a book. You don't just say, oh, let's see where this takes me. You have a plan. You know exactly where you're going with it. Rabbi Reisman just spoke at his Navi show last night about the frontal cortex, right? That's what it does. It plans. And it's part of the human condition. If you're functioning properly, is that you're able to plan ahead a little bit. So they planned exactly how they were going to write the rest of it. I remember when I was in DRS, one of the Rebbeim was teaching the Navi Yirmiyahu, and he said, his second year teaching, he said, this year is going to be so much better because I know what happens at the end of the book, right? Meaning when you start teaching it, like you're supposed to know what happens at the end of the book. So Tashima, so Sezumar will bring another Raya. Yayin Kedivri Rabbi Akiva. Yayin that's brought up in a dava, if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, that you're allowed to be menadev yayin l'safalim. You pour it into the bowls that are on the mizbeach. But you don't put it on the fire. Shemen kedivrei Rabbi Tarfon. Shemen, according to Rabbi Tarfon, holds that you can be menadev shemen li'ishim. That goes into the fires on the mizbeach. So my love midi yayin kulo l'safalim shemen kulo li'ishim. Doesn't that imply that just like yayin goes when we say if we're comparing yayin to Shemen, Yayin is entirely into the Safalim. So doesn't that tell me that Shemen should be Kulo Li'ishim? So Midir, Yahagadi Safakadi. So who says it means Kulo? Maybe Yayin is Kulo Safalim and Shemen is partially into the Ishim. Summer of Papa Ketanai. The Machlokas Shmuel and Abai is a Machlokas Tanoim. So a guy says Shemen. Someone says he's going to give Shemen bin Adav and he doesn't say how much Shemen he's bringing. Lo Yivchos Milog. He should not do less than a log. Rabbi Omer, Shaloshes Lugin. Rabbi says he should bring three log. What is the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Tanakama and Rebbe? So Rabban Kamed Rav Papa, the Chacham explained in front of Rav Papa that they're arguing in a case of how to learn the Gzeirah Shava, a Hekesh, and a Binyanav that appear in the Torah, that we learn through them that something that appears somewhere else should apply over here. Do we say Don Mino Mina or Don Mino Vukibasra? Meaning any of the Mitzvah Torah and Drash Ben that involve taking a halacha from Parsha A and applying it to Parsha B, what is the nature of that limud? Is it don mina umina? I'll learn from the halacha from Parsha A and apply it lock, stock, and barrel entirely to Parsha B? Or don mina vukibasra? Or do I take the basic halacha from Parsha A and I retrofit it to Parsha B to fit more neatly into Parsha B? So that's what they're arguing about. The Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan who say don mino mina, the Yikra limud of being nodiv shemen is from a pasuk by Korban Mincha. So ma mincha misnadvim av shemen misnadvim, just like you could be misnadev mincha, you could be misnadev shemen umina, and therefore we take a lock, stock, and barrel. Ma mincha log shemen avkan log shemen, just like a mincha has a log of shemen, so too when you're misnadev only shemen, it's a log of shemen. Ma mincha comes from shiur of nechalin, av shem comes from shiur of nechalin, and therefore, just like karban mincha, you take a kmitza and you eat the rest. So we hear also when you're misnadiv shemen, you take a komet and you eat the rest. V'idach, and Rebbe holds dominovu kibasra, that mi mincha, ma mincha misnadvin, av shem misnadvin, that they're both misnadvin, v'uki basra, but now I'm going to retrofit it to what a nadav of shemen should look like, because shemen is not really a karban mincha, it's kenesachim, it's nesachim. So ma nesachim, shlosh shlugin, av shemen shlosh lugin, that nesachim is three lugin, and ma nesachim kulon lesfalin, and just like nesachim goes all into the bowls on the mizbech, av shemen kulon leishim, so to the shemen should go entirely on the mizbech. So I'm going to have papa abaye, imi mincha maisi la Rebbe. Now if Rebbe would in fact learn from karban mincha, then dukuli alma don mino mina. Everyone would say don mino mina, and you can get in, and the shemen could be divided to kohanim. El Rebbe may ezrach gamarla. Rebbe had an entirely different limud. The pasuk says kola ezrach ye asa kocha es ela, which is an extra pasuk, and that's where Rebbe learned that shemen could be brought binadava. And therefore, even though Rebbe holds don mino mina like the rabbanan, he holds that the shear of shemen is no less than three lugin. That's the minimum shear of yayin by minchas nesachim, which is three lugin. So you have to bring it like the way which you bring normally with the keves that you bring as a carbon. So the Gemara brings a raya from Brisa not to say like Rav Papa. Amli Rav Hunu Brei Rav Nasan Rav Papa Mimatz Es Hamer Tachi. Can you really say that Rebbe learns from Ezrach Vahatanya? We have another Brisa. The pasuk says Korban Mincha Melamit Shemis Nadvin Shemen. That we see from the phrase Korban that you could give in a dove of Shemen. Vikama Shlosh Lugin. But how much? Three Lugin, not one Lug. Uman Shem Le Damer Shlosh Lugin. Rebbe He, the one that says Shlosh Lugin, that was Rebbe. V'kamaisila mi karban, and his source is not Ezrach, it's karban. So Amalei itanya tanya. He says, what am I going to do? I'm not going to argue with the Brisa. So if you have a Brisa that says that way, so I can't argue on what the basis of Rebbe Shita is once it's explicit in a Brisa. Okay, so only a little bit behind. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Shmuel. Everyone have a wonderful day.